Hi, welcome to Two Non-Doctors. I'm Liz Mealy.
I'm Maria Shahada.
I think we're both feeling sad today. I'm really proud of us. We were sick at the same time. We woke up sad at the same time. I
I
mean,
know.
if that's not what friendship is, just like across the sea being like, girl, I feel something. Are you sad?
just two curly-haired girls feeling sad. Well, I don't have anything to be sad about. I'm actually like should be fine. But
That's isn't that like half the time you're like I nothing from I woke up at like 3 a.m. and I couldn't get back to sleep until like 6, and that whole time I was like, I'm sad. And then I woke, and then when I woke up, I was like, yep, still sad. Like, meh. And then I'm saying with Danny, who edits our podcast, hi Danny. And she was like, you want coffee? And I was like, that'll fix it. And
ooh.
then it took, she has like this really nice coconut creamer, and it did take the sadness edge off, but I am still sad. We did also go for a little walk in the sunshine, which Florida has and New York is doesn't have at the moment, and that did help a little bit. But like, I'm sure by the end of the day, I'll be like only 50% sad.
Yeah,
But it was
I asked to call you like before this podcast because I was sad. And then when I was waiting for you to respond to me, I was eating Ben and Jerry's half baked. And I was just thinking about like what a good name for an ice cream, because it's like half baked refers to the brownies and the cookies that are in it, but also the state of mind you're probably in as you're consuming it. It's like that's actually brilliant.
these people, I get why they were successful. I'm proud of them. Proud of them. I'm proud of what they're doing. So you're having sad thoughts. That's okay. It's
Yeah.
okay.
I mean, yeah, a package didn't get delivered today when it said it was delivered. And I was so stressed, I just started crying. It's like, you know how last week we were talking about you're so angry you started crying? Like, I think that was just like, I can't with life anymore.
Always the little thing that, like, all of a sudden you're like, oh, I think I've been upset about several things, but this is what's going to get my full, like, freak out or like overwhelming state.
Yeah, a straw. Yeah. Well, I went to opening night of opening night last night. So there's a musical called Opening Night. I
I was going to ask.
went to the opening night. Because my director Ben is in it, and I gotta say, I've never been to an opening night for a theater show before, like a real one. not like one of these like comedians Edinburgh ones, but like real buzzy. It was so buzzy, like people, like everyone seemed to be in a good mood, and everybody's like seeing each other and waving. It was like there's a real community in theater that I don't know anything about.
We have a little bit of it in comedy, no?
Yeah, but like we're never like happy together. It's like
Oh yeah,
we're in
no.
rooms together.
We're in rooms together, and then there's a lot of like, I'm sure there's like that
Oh,
with theater.
tons.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. But we just, I guess maybe it's you're on the outside of the theater community, so all you can take in is the buzz, the same way that like if somebody was on the outside of the comedy community, they're like, oh, they all know each other. And you're like, yeah, we do. We don't all like each other, but we all know each other.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just kind of like, oh, like I wonder as how small or big is this group of people? And like what like how do they do they how do they how does everyone know each other? Are they just like I don't know, whatever. I wanted in is all I'm trying to say. I wanted in. And I was sitting with Johnny. We're in the middle. We had great seats. And I was looking around and I was like, oh, is that Simon Amstell? Is that Chris O'Dowd? And then I was like, is that guy in Sequence? Is that Rufus Wainwright? Because he did the music. And Johnny goes, is this going to be all night? And I was like, this is a price of admission, motherfucker. Like, let me do my celebrity spotting. He's just so doesn't give a shit. Like he's just, is this gonna be all night? I mean, I think I'm more in awe that I've recognized someone than that there is like a celebrity in the room. I'm more like, I recognize someone. It's just like a game.
Pass the test.
You know, like I spent 7 years in LA. I didn't see one celebrity. So I'm always excited when I do see somebody.
But does that say anything where like LA you were further away from them and in London you're closer to them?
No, I'm lying. I saw many. I guess it's just like You don't like, I never have my eyes open for that stuff. So
Oh, I never
it isn't
cared.
until someone comes visit me and then I'll never see celebrities and then they'll point them out. I'm like, oh, right. Yeah. And then, but it was just like, yeah. So I was like, oh, I'm recognizing this. I recognize that person. It was fun. It was a fun, I like, I enjoyed it. And I was just like, are all opening nights this energetic? And like, have I been doing Edinburgh all wrong? Like, should I have been more like, this is my big night? I don't know.
No, but like that's the problem with Edinburgh. Like you get to like this is this opening night. There's no other opening night. Everybody's excited about this one project. Edinburgh is just like everybody tripped and did a show. So, go do yours. Go to another one. Like it's just too chaotic. Edinburgh feels like the fact that now TV has like a million channels, right? And you don't know what to get on. Like there's tons of good stuff, but you don't even know how to find it because it's just like there's all these streaming channels, and then you have the basic channels, and you don't know how to find it. As
Yeah.
opposed to like opening night on Broadway is like we're in a small town and this is the only production that's happening. And you're
Yes.
gonna go because you know seven people in it. You know, like
Yeah.
one of them's your doctor. So I don't know. I feel like that's the nice thing about having something. I think it's something being special and being like this is like a moment. I don't know. I also hate Edinburgh and I think it's trash.
I know, I almost like do it just to rile you up. I
Just to
think I
see my
bring it up
average
just
like
to go, you know what, Edinburgh can suck my asshole. And you're like, yeah.
it can. It really can. Some I have two different friends, one that's going this summer and one that's planning on going the next summer. And I'm like, hey, if you need any help, I'm happy to help. You know, like I do think it has value, but whenever they're like, oh, are you gonna do it again? I was like, I hope to never do it again. If I do, like the only way I'm gonna do it again is if I'm like somebody does everything for me and like my tickets sell out like that,
Yeah.
just like super like famous or
Can you
whatever.
snap? Is that snap? I can't hear.
You can't, this I'm snapping.
All right, all right. Okay. 'Cause you did this like you waved your hand in the air. I was like, she can't snap.
I, you know, I'm not the best at it, but I'm doing Evan can do that like whistle, like a get a cab whistle, and I'm like,
Oh, wolf whistle or whatever. No, is it a wolf
yeah.
whistle? I can't do that.
My instinct was to say wolf whistle, but I don't. But it's like, you know, woo woo. I can't even do like a fake sound of it. Like, you know, like I just think like Hollywood movie cab whistle, like, and they just stop,
So,
and.
yeah.
Yeah, but he doesn't even have to put his fingers in his mouth. Like he can just do it.
Oh,
And
yeah.
like it makes me sad that I'm like sometimes I can snap like basic stuff I can't do.
What if you had that skill, that wolf whistle skill, and then now you can't use it because you're not allowed to use it when you think someone's attractive, and people, everyone Ubers now, so there's no, the wolf whistle's going out.
He does like he'll do it like when somebody's being announced and going on stage. And it's like super support. And as somebody that's had that whistle at them as they were going on stage, it's like somebody learned a skill to make me feel special.
Wait, who are we talking about that does it?
Evan can
Oh,
whistle. And
Evan can
if
do
we're
it.
in a crowd
Oh.
hurting somebody, he'll whistle for the. And it's like, I like, as somebody that's been on the receiving end in my career of that whistle, it's just like, oh, they're
Oh, that's
whistling
so
for me.
funny. I got that whistle the other night, and my first thought was I shouldn't have worn this outfit.
It's not always like a sexy whistle. It's a support whistle. I feel like
Felt
it's a
like a
call.
sexy whistle. I mean, what was I wearing? I think I was wearing something that was a little bit sexy. It was like slightly sexier than jeans and a t-shirt. And I was like, it was a huge mistake. No, no one's gonna pay attention to what I'm saying.
I remember, I don't, are, I'm, I feel like we're similar. I remember, I think it was with Evan, but I was going on, I think a second date. And I showed my outfit to my sister, and she's like, oh, you look really pretty. And I was like, but like, not too pretty, right? And she's like, like, why wouldn't you want to look too pretty? I was like, I don't know. I don't know. That's what I do for stand up. Like, I want to
It's
look nice, but like, not too nice.
distracting. It's distracting to look too good on stage.
I went to see Eddie Izzard at the Beacon, like, probably 2019, like right before the pandemic. And she wears, she does an outfit change. She does like a Beyonce outfit change in between the intermission. So she comes out and she's wearing almost like a schoolgirl skirt and kind of flats or whatever. And then in intermission, she came back out and she was wearing knee-high boots that had like a heel to it and then a shorter skirt. And because she runs marathons, I mean, her quads were like, gah, 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 like so
Yeah.
that like I literally was like, shut up. Like I didn't pay attention to the first 10 minutes of what she was saying because I was like, man, how do I get quads like that? I bet her calves look incredible. Like I genuinely was like, this is a marathon runner in heels. And I was like, oh my God. And
I
it was
do.
probably the first time that I was like, oh yeah, I can see how that might be distracting.
Yeah, I do get. Yeah, I get distracted by that stuff all the time. If somebody's arms are
And I,
toned, I'm just like, do yoga? Like, what do? Like, do you lift 3 pounds or like 20?
how often do you go? Like
Yeah.
every day? Or do you take a day off? You do need a day off for rest. Do they rest? Like,
Yeah.
I don't know, but like, I still can't. I have trouble. I also don't like that attention in any realm. But of course, it's quite hilarious with dating specifically to be like, I don't want them to find me too attractive. Which, I mean, as somebody that hasn't showered and looks like junk, people are like, you're fine.
You're
You'll be fine.
gonna have like 17 comments of like, you're beautiful, Liz. Stop it. Stop saying this about yourself.
But it's just like it's an effort. But genuinely, I remember my sister like roasted me. She's like, you're going on a date. I go, yes. And she's like, I don't, there's no and. Like, just look pretty because you want to look pretty. I was like, yeah, but you can't be too pretty because I have ideas and I need him to hear my ideas.
Do you know what? I know this, and I was actually trying to figure out why I'm like this. Because I had a date. I remember having a date like years ago, and I dressed in like shorts and flip flops, and I was like, "What's my problem? Like, why?" But it is sort of the same mentality. I just want to be paid attention to from a mind, but it's just like make some effort. Like, nah,
If it goes well, you'll see my boobs. Like, we'll get there.
yeah.
You have to put on some facade. Evan heard me, a friend of mine called me and she was getting ready for a date and she was freaking out and she hasn't dated in a while. So I was cooking dinner, I had her on speakerphone. And so Evan's hearing me kind of give her advice and she's like, I don't know what to do. I was like, hey, you pick out your fourth favorite outfit, not your favorite outfit. Not your second favorite, your fourth favorite outfit, something that you feel confident in, but it's not like this is, if I don't lock it in with this outfit, I'm atrocious or I don't work. I go, you find your fourth favorite outfit, make yourself feel good about yourself, go on this date, go get to know this dude. Whatever happens, happens. It's a first date. It's just about seeing, just step one, do I like hanging out with this dude for an hour? But she was like, she couldn't get unlocked into like what to wear and like, how to present herself. Like she just hasn't dated in a while. And so I get off the phone with her and Evan's like, did you wear your fourth favorite outfit to our first date? And I was like, it was probably my third, but yeah, I did. Like my favorite outfit, I think was on our third date when I liked you. Like,
When you deserve it.
yeah. Yeah. And I remember like, it's, if I told you it, you would know it. It's that black dress with like the little, it's like almost like little leaves on it. I've had it for like 8 years and it just makes me feel simple and confident.
That's so funny. I didn't know what to wear to the opening night thing. And I like it was my whole day. It should have been something I planned in advance, but I just didn't. I was like, oh shit, now it's time to figure out what to wear. I have outfits, okay? None of them worked. So I was like, what do I do? Because I googled like, what do you wear to opening night? And then they're like, it's theater, you can wear jeans or you can wear a sequin. It does, like there's no,
You wear jeans or sequins? Is that what their
I
answer
mean, that
was?
was essentially like, I'm summing up, you know, but sequins is reserved for like Rufus Wainwright, the guy who wrote the music, right? And then over here there's jeans for everyone else. But I'm like, I don't know, it was opening night, I felt like I should wear more than jeans. And I went shopping. I went to a vintage shop. Nothing was right. And then I was like, you know what? H&M. I'm going. And then I found a dress, and it's a nice dress, but like it showed every little if I wore tights under it, it showed the seam of my tights.
Need that.
Yeah, and I didn't realize that till I got home. So it's like now I have nothing. Like, so I had to, I don't know. It was a whole ordeal. What was my point?
Getting dressed for a big event.
Getting a dress for an event is it's hard. It's hard. You just want to fast forward, peek into the evening,
Yes, see what everybody else is wearing.
see what everyone else is wearing, and then come back. Because lots of people were wearing, people came in trainers, people came in jeans, and like it was like I was looking for the people in dresses to like not feel over, because we talked about this before.
Time.
Huh?
Yes. We talked about this last time. It's like the worst.
Yeah, absolutely the worst. And so I did feel like a tad overdressed. Like it was like nobody would have noticed. It turns out people don't think about me all the fucking time.
How did you find out?
I know, it's crazy. And but yeah, no one's thinking about me, and that's really weird. Because for the amount of time I spent thinking about what I was gonna wear, versus the impact I had on the evening. Just wasn't worth it.
There needs to be like an equation on your closet so that
Yeah.
you know what I mean? Like, is everybody gonna be looking at me? Is this being filmed? Importance of seeing people, where am I on the list? You're like, I'm one of a thousand. All right, let's fucking take it down a notch.
100%. Yeah, you're going to a comedy show in the audience or the performer? The performer. All right. Well, maybe not
Booker's
flip-flops.
going to be there, not going to be there. Getting paid, not getting paid.
Do they have a camera in the back where they film and give you a tape after or not?
Exactly. Is it, oh, that's so funny. Yeah, I mean, I still struggle with it. I think that's where I get jealous of dudes, is like, it's like suit or no suit. That's it. Like, that's, you're either in a suit or you're not in a suit. And we're just like, yeah, but heels or no heels? Is it a dress or no dress? Is it jeans or slacks? Is it, you know,
I tend to like, I'll wear a dress and then I'll play it down. So like last night I wore this dress, then I wore a sweatshirt so that I had a hood because it was raining, and then I wore a leather jacket over that. So it was like like Johnny was like, "You look so cool." And I was like, "Thank you." Me?
for
That's exactly. He's like, "No, it's I don't even th actually I don't even think he said you look cool." I'm like, I put words in his mouth all the time. He basically said, "It's a good look for you." Like I like the dressed up, dressed down combo.
That's my favorite though. That's like, I mean, I would never wear dresses or skirts, and now I'm like, yes, but it's always with Chucks. I've worn heels twice in like 4 years. I mean, some of that's the pandemic, but still, like I finally found heels that feel comfortable and I can walk in them and I feel good in them, but I have zero reason to wear them. Zero. Like,
Yeah. I wish I was Sex in the City where it's just like you just walk around in heels all the time, like by default.
I do not wish that for that. That's not what I
My
signed.
feet
Not
can't
what I want.
tolerate heels to the point of like I'll try them on and my feet are like, nope, get them
No,
off.
no.
Like, all right.
But that's where I get jealous, because we're both in like walking cities where like you get in your car, as you're about to get out of your car, you put on your heels, you go to
Yeah.
your little event for 2 hours, then you get in your car and you put back on your shoes. Like, I wish
Elegant
you.
outfit, big ass backpack is the choice here. So it's like you look beautiful and then you have this big garbage bag with all your garbage stuff.
And then you're trying to like hide it somewhere behind like a chair.
You're like trying to give it to coat check. They're like, get that away from me. I'm like,
Yeah,
okay.
no, absolutely not. You're like, but it has my flip flops, it has my sneakers, it has my pants, it has my second layer. There's nothing worse than being cold at an event where you're just like, I have nothing to keep me warm and look appropriate. Like,
Yeah.
I have nothing. I have a tiny little sweater and that does nothing. It's borderline like toilet paper that I like put over my shoulders. Really does nothing. Ugh. I feel I'm very tired.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely a little beat up tired. There's a military base not too far from Danny, and it shakes her whole house. And that's how I woke up, is her house shaking.
Oh.
And then I was like, I think I can sleep through this. And it shook again. I was like, this is how I die, is that thought of, I'm just gonna sleep through this. Danny's house is shaking. She's like, yeah, they're just doing testing. We're not gonna die. And I was like,
That's like my cousin Vinny when he was like in the country and there was always something waking him up at like 4 in the morning. You're just a city girl who can't sleep.
there, well, even when I called you on the phone, you're like, there's so many birds chirping. I was like, this place is
I
wild.
know it was like aggressive. I was like, what do these birds want?
Birds here. It's crazy. There's sunshine.
Oh, what's sunshine like? I'm so jealous. God, I need the sun.
Danny legit was just like, sometimes Maria's light changes in the middle of the episode. Do you know what that is? And I was like, London? Like, I
That's
think just
London. That's London,
clouds.
baby.
I think a cloud was like here. And then I was like, no, we should just be on top of her.
I genuinely think that's the sun going down. It's just the sun setting because it's like that time of day, that time of year.
Yeah. I got you. You want to get into, oh, we should do announcements and then we'll get into Let's Get Personal.
Yeah.
What are my announcements? When does this come out? What day is it? Oh, we're going on tour. We're going
Yeah.
on tour. I'm very excited. Me and Maria have a whole European tour planned. It starts May 10th. Let's see. Edinburgh, Dublin, London, Berlin, a bunch of other places in Germany.
That we can't
Luxembourg.
pronounce.
Yeah, I'm not gonna try it again. But this is a almost all Germany tour. Luxembourg, Amsterdam, Brussels, Paris, Geneva, Zurich. I'll be in Istanbul. It's mostly okay, so almost half the tickets are on my website, and the other half should be up hopefully by the time this comes out. And then my special will be out the day this comes out. So, Murder Sheets, YouTube, 9 p.m. tonight, which is April 2nd. My new special is out. Watch it. You can watch it. Marie is going to be with me. We're going to watch it
I
together.
know our podcast is coming out, your special's coming out. I'll be with you in New York answering everybody who's talking to you on YouTube. Like, move over, I got this.
You're like busy. My cats are
She's
watching.
busy, yeah.
Oh my God, you get to see how fat my cats are.
Yay.
Very excited. And then touring all over the US before I get to Europe. Where am I? Crap. Vancouver, San Diego, LA, Minneapolis, Hartford, Providence. I think that's it before Europe. And then all the other tour dates are on my website.
Yeah. And
Yay.
then I will be at Duke of York's Theater opening for Jonathan Pye the 14th through the 24th. No, the 16th through the 24th of April. And then I have a work in progress at the Bill Murray at 9:45 p.m. on the 2nd of May.
Yeah. Where's all your stuff at?
MariaShahada.com.
Nice.
Nice.
And then follow us. You guys are doing great. We got new Patreons. Thank you so
Thank
much. We're
you.
super grateful. I'll send out stickers and stuff as soon as I get home. You should get like by the time this comes out, you'll be like, thank you for these stickers. I don't even know. I'm giving you a heads up. Yeah, follow us on the socials. See any.
And for our listeners,
Yeah.
it's at Two Non Doctors, number two forward doctors on YouTube and Twitter and our Gmail. And then at TuneOnDRS on Instagram.
Yeah.
And at Maria Shahada, please follow me on my Instagram.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, that's
You
it.
ready for Let's Get Personal?
Yeah, let's get personal.
Okay. The question. All right. When do you feel most in control?
When I'm driving. Yeah. That's a surprising one.
Well, tell me how you're interpreting this question.
Okay. I guess I get oh, I don't I mean, I don't know. I just feel like I control the car. Yeah? I control the car and it goes like I say go left and it goes left and I say go right and it goes right and I say go to California, it goes to California. Like, I mean, you know, I call the shots.
I love the idea that you're your own like Siri or GPS, that none of this is in your head. You're like, car, go left. And it's like,
Just dealing with me. This, oh, for fuck's sake. All right, I guess we're going left.
fine.
I didn't understand how else to interpret the question. It's I don't actually ever feel in control unless I'm driving. I think that's the appeal of driving. That's like why you can't wait to drive. Unless you're this current generation of kids, like for some reason they don't give a shit about driving. But like when I was younger, like it was just like I couldn't wait, you know, like learner's permit at
Freedom.
15, driving at 16, and then I was like, I'm out, you know, and you just go to the local ice cream shop and come home. But It
I'm never
was
coming back.
freedom. Yeah.
Yeah. Closed at 8, so I do have to come back. Okay, my answer, and we'll probably come back to yours, is when I'm organized.
Oh, I see. Mentally, okay, sure.
I went fully like, and I think it's 'cause that's like, I feel like the last 6 months I've just haven't been able to feel like I have bursts where I feel in control. Like when I was in Colorado, I didn't answer my emails for 2 days and I just felt just like antsy and like just overwhelmed and like whatever. And then Evan went to go snowboarding and I sat in a coffee shop from 10:30 in the morning to 4:30 in the evening and just answered all my emails and like knocked things off my to-do list. And by the time he came back, I was like, I could like smile again. Like, you know what I mean? Like
Yeah.
I was like 75% less of a like, ah, da, da. Like, I don't know. And that's why people are like, you're one of the most organized people I met. And I was like, oh, it's because I feel physically uncomfortable and mentally uncomfortable if I'm not organized. At least know. I first need to know what I need to get done, and then I need to have a plan of how and when it's going to get done, and then I need to knock some of it off my list. And I have been quite inefficient in all of those things for like 6 months.
Yeah, you wouldn't know it by looking at my background, but like physically, when everything is in control, I can cook. So I feel most in control when I'm cooking too. Like that's my next answer, cooking. But I can't cook in a messy kitchen. I can't, like, it has to be, I have to do like all the dishes, make sure everything's put away, clean it, maybe, yeah, clean the counters. Like I just need a clean kitchen before I start. And I think like just keeping stuff like that organized, like if a housemate puts something away where it doesn't belong, like it seems like it shouldn't be a big deal, but it's like, what if we just continued to do that? And then I can't find anything
And it'll
anywhere.
be chaos.
It's chaos. So it's like just keep it organized as you go. I don't understand. Like it's not hard, which is the hypocrisy of me. 'Cause if you saw the rest of my room, like it's a mess. You know when
Massive.
on Pee-wee's Big Adventure, when like the lights came on and you just saw a bunch of jungle creatures around him for a split second. That's what my room would look like if I were to like have a 360 rotation. It would just be a bunch of jungle creatures.
But I like the idea of this like clean kitchen, clean bathroom. What the hell?
Yeah. And my room's a whole different beast. I don't know what it is, because no matter how much I organize, it's like this 2 hours later, and there's nothing. I've accepted it about myself. I don't know why it's like this.
So, can I be nice to you?
Sure.
As somebody that went from living in just a room where 90% of their stuff was in their room to having like a full apartment to themselves. It hasn't completely fixed the problem, but my can't keep things where they go organized is like 70% better. Because
Oh.
one, things go back where they go. Whether I put it on the ground, it's always on the ground. Whether I left it in the bathroom on the ground or in my room. So it's just like things are where they are, even if in chaos. But then also, there's places to put stuff. And you have stuff on top of stuff on top of stuff. You know what I mean? I'm looking at your clothes in the background. You don't have a closet. Like
Yeah.
already your stuff is out in the open. And that's like, I remember feeling the same way about myself when I just had my room. And as soon as I had more places to, now I cannot keep a desk clean for the life of me. And I bought so many organizational buckets and tools and ideas. And I'm the same way. I can't work if my desk isn't organized, but my desk is never organized.
Yeah.
And I have two desks. But some of it I think is space. And I mean, also you are like, you try on six outfits a day and then end up wearing the same thing every day as somebody
It's
that knows
weird.
very
Yeah,
well.
I do. I have aspirations, but I've never no confidence.
No,
I would like
like
I feel like and this is off topic, but I feel like a personal stylist would give you confidence. I don't feel like my decisions with fashion are good enough. And I think that having confirmation from someone else, or if the outfit bombs, I could be like, well, I didn't pick it. The stylist picked it, you know? But like, I just, yeah, anyway, I don't know why I'm mentioning that. But yeah, I'll try on six outfits and then there'll be a pile on the floor rather than putting them back.
But you know what's interesting? My definition of an outfit bombing is it's not doing its job. It either didn't co keep me warm, or I kept thinking about it when I was on stage. Like, it was distracting to me. You know
Yeah.
what I mean? Where I'm like, oh, I'm just showing a little bit of my stomach, and then like I gesticulate, and I was like, nope, my tits are out. This is not
Yeah.
this ain't a stage outfit. This is a calmly sit at a cafe outfit, and you got to put that in another bracket.
Yeah.
So that's like when an outfit is wrong for me, where I never feel confident in it, and it doesn't utilize the situation, or really takes me out. If I'm in my head on stage and the audience is great, I messed up. You know what I mean? Like, that's on
Yeah.
me. But I do think I've put on stuff, I felt good about it, and then I'll see a picture, or you get a compliment. It just takes one gay guy to be like, that's the outfit. And I'm like, thank you so much. And it locks it in, and I never think about it again. I'm like, that's an outfit. I'm always gonna wear that outfit. I feel good in that
That's
outfit.
yeah. That's funny because an outfit bombing for me is wearing something slightly bold, for my taste, and then getting no compliments on it. And then you're like, okay, I fucked up. But like, I feel like my mirror and the mirror everywhere else is they're all different.
Sure, but like, it's also like anything, you need somebody to tell you that you did it right, as opposed to like when I've seen people like wear like truly outfits that I'm like, whoa, I'm like, they don't care. They don't care that that's my reaction. Who
Yeah.
cares? Like, they don't care.
Yeah.
Then I've seen people that I look at it and I was like, man, I wish I could do that. Like, I
Yeah.
fucking wish. Like, but so I mean, I'm somewhere in the middle. I mean, I'm wearing a Pee Wee's Big Adventure tee, yeah. Pee Wee's Playhouse t-shirt
Oh,
and
weird. I brought up Pee Wee and you're wearing a Pee Wee shirt.
yeah, Pee Wee. But like, if I'm left to my own devices, I don't want to think about it at all. But if I want to try, I have like anything, like the same way that we experiment with jokes, I feel like I've started to experiment with outfits. Like, does this fit my voice? Do I feel confident and excited to say this? How is it getting a reaction? Do I have the confidence to fix it? And do I have the drive to fix it to make it something that I'm proud of? And if you do the same thing with outfits, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, does this like fit my personality? Do I feel confident when I'm in it?
Yeah, it sucks when you find out about your outfit while you're in the middle of wearing it, like that dress I was telling you about that I wore last night. So I ended up finding like these like what do they call shapewear that didn't
Oh,
have
yeah.
a seam, so you didn't have to see it. The problem was that it was just underwear, so it wasn't like tights, and it was cold out last night. So I was basically wearing it was bare legged and it was freezing, it was windy, it was raining. So that was why it wasn't ideal. But like as I was going about my day, as you walk around, the sides started rolling up and it
Ew.
hurts and it pinches you and you can see all the lines when you're walking. So it was just like a disaster, but like there's no way to know until you wear it out and then you go, oh, this doesn't work.
I mean, that's what drives me nuts about pretty much every nice outfit, like dresses or whatever, where you're like, yeah, anything could look good when you're just standing. But
Yeah.
then you start moving and everything inches up and you're like, is my butt out? Like, that needs to be a part. Or the fact that, like, you know, as somebody that does CrossFit and they are doing squats and stuff, if it does not say like squat proof, like it doesn't, you can't see through it, then you. First of all, every legging should be squat proof. What are we doing? I'm not the only person that bends, but if they don't acknowledge that that is high up on the list, I ain't buying your shit. Like, that
Yeah.
ain't, that's the whole thing, is that nobody can see my butt when I squat down. I don't know. It's interesting. I think control, like, as somebody that has the word let go, or the words let go tattooed on their arm, I have quite deep issues with control. But I think the biggest thing is not trying to control the outside, is trying to control the inside. And I do think my need for organization is a positive control. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to control other people. I'm not trying to control the outcome. I'm just kind of, I have anxiety. I get easily overwhelmed. And by being organized and having a plan, Like I'm putting like our tour is done. I started booking. I think I booked all our trains. I just have to book like two flights, and then I've booked half our hotels, and I have to book the rest of them. And the fact
Yay.
that I have, you know, and I have a little Google Doc for us, the fact that I know what to do next, could pr know what websites and whatever to go to, have done this before, and know that I'll get it done in the next 2 days. I'm already like I was level 10 anxious a week ago about Europe, and now I'm at like maybe a four.
It's funny how much like being prepared takes away the nerves. Like just if you have a if you know if you have like an hour long set, it's, you're just so nervous about it until you prepare for it, and then you start to like you're like, okay, I've got it memorized or whatever, which is usually right before the show for me. And it takes away once you feel prepared, it takes it away a bit. But yeah, I mean, I think most of my anxiety around anything is getting there. Like if I have a comedy show, which I do tonight, and I'm just like the dread sets in. And I think the dread is more about like
Everything.
arriving, 'cause like once I get to the club, I'm 80% better. And then you know, I just it just it, it's like I think that I think I have a lot more anxiety than I realize about traveling. I don't know what it is. But like
I do.
once I get somewhere, I'm better.
Dude, I mean, I was having the first time I did a European tour, which was like over 10 years ago, I couldn't sleep. My stomach hurt for weeks. I was like, couldn't figure it out, but I was like losing my mind, and I was like, oh, I don't know how to prepare for this. Like, I don't know what's gonna happen. I'm so worried I'm gonna get like to the border and they're gonna be like, you can't come, and I'm gonna be like, what? I have plans. Like, I have just like it is like anything. Like, the more you do it, like even my brother is doing more like of these art markets and stuff like that, and so he was doing them with my mom, and now he has to drive there himself, set up his own things and like whatever. And he was like kind of freaking out. I was like, Sam, all you have to do is do it like five times. You'll know what to expect. After 10 times, almost everything that can go wrong will go wrong, and you'll know how to prepare for that. Like, he had little things break because he makes glass. And like, it's so interesting how
Yeah.
like I can self-soothe because of experience, and I can help soothe anything artistic. I don't know anything in the real world how it works, but anything artistic, I have a little bit of a knowledge of. But like, I don't know if I'm ever, I think this level of control is healthy. Like, I was unhealthy controlling, where I'm trying to control the outcome and trying to control people and trying to do all this stuff on the outside so that I could feel better on the inside. And now it's like, I know that these are the little things that help calm me down, and I'm completely responsible for it. And then also being like, you know, like I'll have a show where the ticket sales aren't going well, and it's like, well, I can send out my newsletter, I can tell people about it, I can post about it. But at some point, it's like, maybe
Yeah.
this city doesn't like me, and that's what I'm finding out. And I just have to be okay with that.
Yeah. I was trying to talk to Johnny about like how controlling people had a chaotic, I read somewhere that like controlling people had a chaotic childhood where they weren't, where it was just a little volatile, and so they weren't sure when like, you know, like a parent would be in a bad mood or something.
Yeah, and then also there's a level of explaining what's going on. Like, I feel like I was getting yelled at, and I never knew if I was going to get a nice parent or a mean parent, and there was no telling. Like, even on days
Yeah.
where there's no way they're going to be mean, and you're like, oh, they found a way to be mean. That's exciting.
Yeah.
And I think in general, as a kid, I mean, that's where like we could go on and on about like secure attachments and nervous and or was anxious and avoidant or whatever. But like, if your parent at least was semi-consistent, like, people are gonna have a bad day, people are gonna not be 100% themselves. It would be irrational to believe that at any point in anybody's life. But if they're able to apologize, if they're able to explain it, if there is at least some level of consistency, and then somebody just has a bad day, like, that's fine. But like,
Yeah.
for it to be this pendulum swing where you never know why and when it's going to be like that.
I know that I could be very controlling, and I try to be healthy about it too, but like you were saying, like not be controlling of other people, but just like control what I can type
Yeah.
thing to make my life easier.
For sure, but I don't think you realize that you're do I didn't realize that I was doing it. I didn't realize and how uncomfortable that trait makes other people. You know what I mean? So, like, I'm uncomfortable, so I'm trying to control everybody around me so that I'm not uncomfortable. And now it's like I'm uncomfortable. Everybody needs to give me an hour so I can get my life together. Like, I can't think of.
Isn't that what misophonia is, though? It's just like I'm uncomfortable, and like I try not to ask anyone to not chew gum, but it's just like for you, it's just easier. You know, like how it, I react to it, so you just don't do it because it's just the easiest way to do it. I guess that's a bit enabling, but like at the same time, it's like it's no really skin, no real skin off your back to not chew gum.
For sure. Also, like, if you know I don't like tomatoes, what are you gonna put in tomato? Like, you can warn me and say there's tomatoes, or you're a good friend. You could be like, hey, I'm just not gonna put tomatoes in this recipe because I know you don't like them. So, I
Right.
mean, there's, I think the connection, whether it's a partnership, a friendship, anything, that's di I don't think that's controlling as much as that's courteous. I'm not saying you can't be controlling in a relationship because you absolutely can. But there's a difference between I like you and I love you and I don't want you to be uncomfortable, so I'm going to make this sacrifice, and you don't love me unless you make this sacrifice.
Oh, ooh.
Right?
That's good.
So the same can be applied to the real world, which is people, and I was one of these people, you're constantly upset and angry because the world isn't bending to your needs and desires, as opposed to this is the world. I hope these things happen. I hope people are courteous. I hope people get back to me. I hope people are respectful. But if they're not, this is how I'm going to handle it because life is chaotic and you can't control the outcome. You can only control yourself. And so I think for me, this question is just like, when do you feel the most in control? It's like, well, it took me fucking 25, almost 30 years to be like, I easily get overwhelmed. I tried at the beginning was like, I'm gonna fix everybody and that's the way I'm gonna feel better. And the world was like, the fuck you are. And I had to come back and be like, what, truly break it down. What can I control? If I feel anxious, I can go for a run. If I feel anxious, I can call a friend. If I feel anxious, I can try to get work done. If I like, so it's like, I didn't, A, I had to acknowledge that I felt anxious, and B, I had to figure out what made me feel better. And that was years. I mean, I feel like I'm still discovering it. Yeah.
But driving's totally like wind in my hair, freedom, total and control.
Yeah, but I think there are like, I think that's why people like to drive, or like people like to do, like go for a bike ride, or like there's certain things where it's just like, I just feel better doing this. Like, I just, everything always works out. Not everything. I mean, some.
All
I feel
right.
like this is like a perfect, like, how do you like, I feel like this is like our perfect, how do you feel in control, guys? I think this is where I like learn stuff, is when people tell us like, this is a good, let's get personal, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, definitely. Write to us. Tell us how you feel in control or when you feel in control. And you can write to us at twonondoctors@gmail.com. That's the number two, full word doctors. And we might even start sharing some messages and emails. We keep saying we'll do it and we forget.
We're gonna get on it. Thank
Yeah.
you so much, guys. We'll
Thanks.
see you. We'll see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday. Bye. Thank you. See you next Tuesday is like the thing for
Oh
cunt,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, no, yeah, definitely. That's, I think that was our plan all along.
Okay, bye.
Cunt, cunt, cunt.